God sends crooks in our lives to check us from engaging sin that we would otherwise obstinately pursue. We read in Psalm 119:67, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray." His trajectory was in one direction, wrong direction. But now, kaboom, have I kept that word. Afflicting crooks have a way of halting a bad trajectory of stubborn sinfulness, jarring us to repent of our sins and to change course. Here's what Spurgeon said. God sometimes burns up our comforts to make our hidden sins run out, and then he enables us to knock them on the head and get rid of them. I like that. They may be the reason of your trial, to put an end to some long-fostered sin. God says, enough of that. Bring it to an end. Christ, here Spurgeon goes on to say, "And thy soul will never be one till thou and thy sins are two. Thy desires and longings must make a clean sweep of the devil and all of his crew, or else Christ will not come and dwell with thee." "Well," says one, "but I cannot be perfect."